Oh my god. Oh my god. You not guys. We're cutting to the next DJ time. Let's be respectful.
Okay.
Yeah. It's been real. We've never been back.
Can I?
It's not your show.
Can I say my piece?
No.
Thank you guys so much for tuning in week after week. It's literally the only thing keeping us here together in this room with Anna. With two N's.
Whatever. Like, when are you coming back next?
Yeah.
December 10th, I guess you're coming back.
What's happening December 10th? What's happening December 10th?
Sky Ferreira. Unless she gets canceled. Unless she gets canceled. Yeah, do you have tickets, River? No. L. We're going.
Really? Oh, that is so
That's
sad.
That's so sad. Yeah. Anyway, see you December 10th, I guess. Have fun at the show tonight.
Yeah.
I'm not saying that name on air.
What? Why are you ashamed of me?
Because you're Asian. And you said you were 25%. You were not.
Do y'all hear this? Do
Goodbye.
You guys hear, do you hear what I put up with?
Goodbye. Have a great...
I hate you so, so much.
I validate you. You're valid. Oh! That's crazy,
Yo,
guys.
Take me off so I can curse you out.
You fucking bitch.
Good night, guys. Bye.
Oh, This is Annika and
Eliza
from Confessions of a Freak, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Reform Radio. We were just listening to Mekong Baby by No No Boy, which is my pick today. I just saw No No Boy in concert last weekend.
Ooh, how was that?
It was so amazing. That's so exciting. Inspiring, so touching.
Where did you see it?
At POW Art Center, which is the non-profit that I work at.
So that was probably pretty like close quarters. It wasn't like a big venue.
It was in the gallery space. Yeah, it was. That's theater space. And it was so amazing. What a really nice person too. Everybody in the band was so nice, and I was so happy to be a part of it and do my little Squarespace edits and Eventbrite edits to
That's
make this
so
happen
delightful.
Or help assist. I didn't make anything happen, but you know.
No, I mean, everybody. It takes a village to throw an event at Power Center. That old saying.
It takes a village to make an Eventbrite link. As the old saying goes.
That's so true. Wait, when was that? When was that concert?
November 4th.
November 4th. I think...
You had something at the MFA. Saturday.
I was going to say I went to see a concert on Sunday.
OMG.
Much not as pleasant of an experience.
Was it in a basement?
No, it wasn't even. I think that was what was working against me. It was at the Royale. Have you been
to the Royale? Oh, I like the Royale. It's kind of big, though.
Yeah. It is sort of big. And just... People were not looking before they stage dived.
I got
fully back to the floor, body slammed to the ground by an adult man jumping off the stage.
I saw that on your story. I was like, what happened to her?
It was crazy. I was just enjoying the music, and then all of a sudden I was on the floor. Wow. It was kind of insane.
You know, it's good to have reminders every once in a while of how precious life is.
That's so true. I really got in touch with my my humanity and my love of life.
That's beautiful.
At the pop punk concert when I got body slammed by a 28-year-old.
You know,
man.
Humanity comes in many forms, and we're reminded through our days in unexpected ways.
And that's one of them.
And that's
got to be one of them.
Anyways, yeah, so that was the first track today. We don't have a theme. We're keeping it freeform.
Uber freeform today.
Uber freeform. I hope you guys are, like, all one of you is enjoying this. I actually can't see this.
We do it for you. We do it for you.
Oh, we have 16 listeners.
Let's go.
Well, I hope all 16 of you are having a splendid Sunday afternoon. Gosh darn it. But yeah, that was Mekong Baby. You should check out more of his music and scholarship. Nono Boy, is more than one person, but I think it's like mostly around the lead singer Julian Sapriti. Incorporates a lot of Asian American history into his songwriting and a lot of like research, and I think that's amazing. And it was so touching to see how people interact with the stories and like the archival imagery. Super cool. And he's on tour right now, and I'm so happy to have seen it.
That's so delightful.
Yeah,
I'm so happy for you.
Why, thank you, Eliza. At least one of us had a good time at a concert.
I will say the music was good. It was Prince Daddy and the Hyena, which is a Albany native band.
Albany!
I think is pulling a lot of weight in my enjoyment of them, the more that I think about it. But yeah, they remind me of home. Aww. And their performance was really good. They're very talented, so... It was overall, I'm glad I went. But that put... You know, when I was on the floor... When my head was like slammed against the ground and I was questioning if I had a concussion, I was like,
Did you see stars?
No, I didn't. That sounds kind of cool though. I wish I could have gotten like something, a cool visual experience out of it.
Yeah, only pain.
Oh, well. No, but speaking of concerts.
Yes. Great transition.
Thank you. Thank you. Pretty proud of myself for that one. The next song we have is Autonomy it's listed by several people.
Boy Harsher? Lucy.
Yes. Okay, so Lucy, also known by Cooper B. Handy, is coming to perform at Tufts next week. And if you were a Tufts student, you should come to Crane Room at 7 p.m., maybe? If you go to our Instagram, Apple Jam Productions, you can find all the information about it. We booked Lucy He makes really cool music, including this song, which I think the instrumental was by somebody else, but he is the one singing on it. I like his voice. It's a fun little dancey tune.
Well, let's hear it then.
Let's get right into it.
This is Autonomy.
Yeah. Thank you.
The people in the street had overtaken you. By the time you rounded Second Avenue, so I walked away, all perfumed, felt just the same, but Yeah.
Wow. Miss Kate Bush has done it again.
She never fails. She never fails.
That was Cloud Busting by Kate Bush. Before that, we were listening to Swingin' Party by The Replacements and Just the Same But Brand New by St. Vincent. On the radio interface that we use, like, to log what songs we're playing, people have spelled, like, every time they've played Cloud Busting, they've misspelled it as cloud bursting so much that that's the first result. And I really like that.
Secret unreleased Kate Bush song cloud that bursting. Everybody knows but you. Maybe you're in the wrong, Annika.
You know what? I might be. And we have an Eliza pickup next, which she has a very special message for.
Yes. So the next song is Just a Fan by Roar off of the EP I Can't Handle Change, which... Are you familiar with the titular track? I Can't Handle Change. I mean, that's a classic. And then another song from this EP, Christmas Kids, I think is having a renaissance because it was like a TikTok sound.
Classic.
And that's how I discovered that song, to be truthfully. But it's a fantastic song, and my curiosity was piqued. I thought, let me give this album a good listen through. Peak 2010s indie pop. It's so good. Whoa. The whole shebang. It's only 6 songs, 14 minutes, 53 seconds. Might as well be 15 minutes, but but anyway, it's so good. I feel like it's such a time capsule of the music from that time. And I would dare to say that every song is a banger. But they won't silence me any longer. And this one, Just a Fan, has been a recent favorite. It's risen to the top. I will definitely revert to the titular I Can't Handle Change sometime soon. But for now, I'm paying this one some respect.
Well, let's pay it some respect on air right now.
Let's do it.
This is Just a Fan by Roar.
Just a fan.
You know what I just did? I faded that song out because I forgot that I added it to this playlist and I realized I didn't even like it that much.
Annika, after choosing a song, deciding she wants to play it next, clicking play, be like, who chose this?
Ew, who did this?
That happens to the best of us. Yeah. Sometimes they just keep going.
Sometimes they do, and they need to be. Somebody needs to put a stop to it.
You want to know what else people need to put a stop to?
Oh my god, tell me.
My segues are so crazy today. People need to put a stop to Bitcoin. If only there was a PSA about this. Oh, what's this?
Oh, you have a PSA about Bitcoin?
I just stumbled upon it by chance.
Wow.
Annika, did you know that a single Bitcoin transaction consumes 2,131 kilowatt hours of energy, which is enough to power the average U.S. household for 73 days?
Eliza, I had no idea.
You're just telling me this now?
You tell me this now?
Comparing its climate effects with other forms of electronic payment, a single Bitcoin transaction creates the carbon of 2,634,835 Visa transactions. That's
interesting. A lot.
I wonder who did the math on this. That's kind of crazy. A single Bitcoin transaction also generates 358 grams of electronic waste, which is the equivalent to the weight of more than two iPhone 12s.
Why is that like
the
metric?
These are great conversions.
Like,
this is awesome.
That's equal to the weight of approximately one stick that you find in your uncle's yard.
Exactly. Anyway, it's a lot. These are just some numbers to think about from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio.
I'll be thinking about this all day.
I know, me too.
I'm changed.
I'll be thinking about two iPhone 12s all day. Just the magnitude of that sort of thing.
Yeah.
That's a good PSA.
Shocking. How do you feel about Bitcoin, Eliza?
Well, I'm personally a big fan. I've got quite an extensive wallet. Yeah. I don't even know enough about what Bitcoin is and how it works to do an effective bit about so we'll just have to imagine.
I don't understand what it is, and I don't want anybody to explain it to me either.
I cannot wrap my head around why it would be producing waste. You just click buttons,
right?
You're just clicking buttons, right? And clicking pictures,
dude. This is what I found out. Wait, now I don't want to spread misinformation.
No, let's hear it. No, I love doing that.
The cloud, the Apple cloud.
Yeah.
It's not just ideas floating around out there. There's a server that holds it, and it produces heat and waste. It's bad for the environment. On a physical,
You're telling me it's not a cloud in the sky where the files go to live.
Exactly.
In peace and harmony.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. I thought that they, not that I did, but I didn't realize it was producing heat. It was bad, environmentally. I was mm-hmm. It's placed digitally where you store things.
No, I kind of dig the blissful ignorance of
not wrapping
my head around how,
technology
can produce waste.
Yeah, it's disturbing. Sorry, my chair is maybe we should get back to this. You don't need to hear about technology
just
from
existential
us.
Dread concerning technological waste. Anyway, do you have anything you want to say about the last
I was like boo.
I already spoke my piece. Okay, the next song is I Know, I Know, I Know by Makeout Palace.
Girl.
This one is explicit. Maybe we should do the other one.
Oh, no.
But the other one. Okay. I Know, I Know, I Know is a great song by Makeout Palace, and everyone should listen to it. But instead, we're going to do Pirates. Because
Pirates.
It is not of the hour where we can play explicit music.
It's not of the hour.
Makeout Palace is a band in Boston, and they're so great. This is in honor of my friend who reached out last week and was like, oh my gosh, I really enjoyed your radio show. It had me doing my laundry at a really especially fast pace.
That's
the
best compliment.
I know, right?
Tell me who it is off air.
No, it's the guitarist for this band.
Oh,
so this is
wow.
this is a shout out.
You're doing your laundry even faster listening to yourself.
Yes, exactly. Oh. But yeah, this is Pirates by Makeout Palace.
So for less than I should, my shoes are breaking. Maybe I've been over sexualized, but never recontextualized like this. Used to close my eyes and stand on the roof. My legs were shaking, baby. Bags of silent testimony, constantly. I used to tell myself.
So caught up in the news of who likes me and who hates you, and I'm so tired that I might quit my job, start a new life, and they'd all be so disappointed, cause who am I if not exploited? And I'm so sick of 17, I'm over this teenage dream. If someone tells me one more time, enjoy your youth, I'm gonna cry. And I don't stick up for myself, I'm anxious and nothing can help, and I wish I'd done this before, and I wish people liked me more. All I did was try my best. Brutal out here. I feel like no one wants me, and I hate the way I'm perceived. I only have two real friends, and lately I'm a nervous wreck, cause I love people I don't like, and I hate every song I write, and I'm not cool, and I'm not smart, and I can't even parallel park. All I did was try my best. Brutal out here. Just having a really good time. Got a broken ego, broken heart. God,
walking through the sleepy city, in the dark it looked so pretty, till I got to the one cafe that stays open night and day. Just looking at the sleepy city, in the night it looks so pretty, no one sees the city light. Do what people say. I just sit and hear the radio play. Just then this girl walked in my way, and she was as pretty as my sleepy city. When you walk through the sleepy city, in the night it looks so pretty.
All right, that was Walking Through the Sleepy City by the Rolling Stones. And before that, we were listening to Brutal by Olivia Rodriguez. Rodrigo. Whoa. Yeah. That was the other...
New teen pop idol just dropped.
The other, like, misspelling on the list.
Olivia Rodriguez.
Yeah, when I tried to type in her name. Sorry. So we've been listening to Cloud Bursting by Olivia Rodriguez. and before that was Pirates by Make Out Palace.
I'm kind of curious what drew you to play Brutal by Olivia Rodrigo.
It's just a great song.
Oh, I agree. I wasn't sure if there was like some sort of Olivia Rodrigo renaissance happening inside of you right now or at large.
You know, I remember while I was listening to it last night and like the past couple of days, and I know there's some sort of significance, but I don't remember right now.
Okay.
Like, I feel like the lyrics, I was like, it something is about real out it here, is
real. I am 17 years old.
I am 17. I was thinking, though, like, it's so funny because she lists all these things that, like, make her life challenging. She's like, I'll never write another great song. And she's, like, acknowledging that she's Olivia Rodrigo in the song, right? And there's that expectation. But then she's like, and I don't even know how to parallel park.
Like, she's like, just like me.
Yeah, like, she really grounds it in being, like, a normal teenage girl. She's just a teenage girl.
She is.
At the end of the day. And that's why she's such a great songwriter.
Do you have your driver's license?
Don't ask.
Wait, do you not?
No, I don't.
Oh, my gosh. Wait, did I know that? Neither of us have
we've talked
have
about
we bonded
this.
Over this before?
Yeah, we have.
I always just assume that people have theirs as a default.
No, we're both lame.
That's so awesome.
I have two permits, though. One in New York State and one in Massachusetts. I think my New York one is, like, void now or
you
something.
Should, no, you should keep collecting them, though.
Yeah, I'm just going to go to every state and take
new eventually, if you get enough permits, you can exchange it for a license.
Oh, true. True.
I love spreading misinformation.
Yeah, it's great. anyways... So, now it's almost 2:55. Gosh darn it. Which means this has been Confessions of a Freak.
Oh my gosh, you're so right.
And you're listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. We're going to see, we don't really have time for two songs, but we'll see what we can do. All right, we're going to start off with No Offerings by the Aubreys and Lunar Vacation and finish off with I Want You by Bob Dylan.
Double banger alert.
Double banger. Have a great weekend, everybody.
Yay, thank you for tuning
Bye.
In.
Bye. Good day, freaks.
Depression in a bottle. I cried after meeting him in the streets next to Washington Park. Berlin's where he settled. Up in
Baker sighs, the lonesome organ grinder cries, the silver saxophones say I should refuse you. The cracked bells and washed out horns blow into my face with scorn, but it's not that way, I wasn't born to lose you. I want you, I want you, I want you so bad. Honey, I want you. The drunken politician leaps upon the street where mothers weep, and the saviors who are fast asleep, they wait for you. And I wait for them to interrupt me drinking from my broken cup and ask me to open up the gate for you. I want you, I want you. Yes, I